Welcome to the Master's Call on this Worthy of Praise Wednesday morning, coming from Psalms 18, verse 3. My TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. You are our strength. You, Lord, are our rock, our fortress, and our Savior. You, God, are our rock in whom we find protection. You are our shield, the power that saves us, and our place of safety, Lord. You are worthy of all praise, and we thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us and all of the life that you've given us here on this earth, Lord. We thank you for the Master's Call, Lord. We thank you for our founders of the call who said yes to you so many years ago, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. P.K., Patton and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord, thank you for continuing to bless them and to overflow and refresh them, Lord, on this beautiful spring day. Heavenly Father, we just also thank you for every single speaker and listener on this call this morning. We thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes and ears to hear and receive everything that you have for us, Lord, individually and corporately, Lord. And we thank you for our artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, and for every single artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. We thank you for blessing them and for blessing the products that we have, Lord, to share. And we just praise you, Lord. We agree with you, Lord, that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth. Lord, that you call the Master's Call, artist life, the body of Christ, just here on this earth, Lord, as you have it in heaven. We love you, King Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, calling from Snellville, Georgia, and it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this Worthy of Praise Wednesday morning, coming from Psalms 18, verse 3. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us?
I am here on the line with you. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Songbirds. Please take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca and Princess Gracie. Thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning on this is Worthy of our Praise Wednesday. Thank you for that tag and for opening us up in prayer. And we pray traveling graces and mercy to you all as you head over to North Carolina. And I guess everybody's going to North Carolina as the Pattons are on their way to North Carolina too. But traveling graces to you. Thank you so much for all you do. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I thank God for their yes because it allows for your life to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to begin this call in prayer. We also end in prayer, and then on Friday, we open up our line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimony. But now there may be something that is going on with you where maybe you need us to be in agreement and we don't have that opportunity. So we invite you to utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle will respond to you. I also want to let you know that this call is a little unique from any other prayer call or call that you may call into because we have a website, which all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call, and that's absolutely wonderful. So please go to our website. Please share our website with some other people as well, and also invite them to join you here on the call. And so our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see a lot of information there besides the messages for each and every single one of you. So like I said again, we invite you to utilize our website. Immediately following this call every day, we who are a part of the vehicle that knitted a lot of us together, which is a company, a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. And so immediately following this call, today is Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans, and they will be discussing with us about detoxing. Detoxing, yes, this is the second quarter of 2018, so it is very, very important that we detox our bodies. And so please join us following this call at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing. Definitely, I hope each one of you had a wonderful resurrection weekend. And so we're still in a high level of expectation and anticipation. So this morning, we have a phenomenal speaker coming to the line. And who is she? Affectionately call her our prayer general here on the Master's Call, and we call her the Mississippi Queen. Who am I talking about? None other than the blessed Brenda Henry Terrell, all the way from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. She grew up as a Catholic, but God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate degree in business, Brenda married Mr. Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Britt, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, "God is faithful." Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the radical senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people becoming healthy again. At utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Jesus Christ with her husband, Freddie, of 39 years. Presently, Brenda is the prayer general here on the Master's Call, and she prays for us so prayerfully, effectively, and anointedly. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring to the line the woman who walks with the spirit of excellence, none other than the phenomenal, the blessed Minister Brenda Henry Terrell at this time.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, my dear sister?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale for, I tell you, for hosting and that cordial introduction. I tell you, come on and bless the Lord with me, saints. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord. And he is worthy of all praise. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you got me fired up this morning, Minister Gracie. I am so excited because what you have done this morning is definitely in line with what God is bringing forth to all of us this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, traveling graces to you and Dr. Lester Patton. Thank you so much for all that you do and for your prayers. And I give God glory for each and every one of you on this call this morning. We are blessing the Lord this morning because he spoke to me and said, we are going to be triumphing in trials. Triumphing in trials. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have placed on this call this morning. We glorify you, Father, because the Spirit of the living God is ruling and dwelling and just creating greatness in each and every one of us. And it's only because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your blessings, for your honor, for your greatness, for your goodness, for your loving kindness, for your mercy. And we ask you, Father, that you have your way in this message. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in all things. And we say hallelujah and amen. Well, again, I'm going to be speaking on triumphing in trials. Triumphing in trials. Have you ever been in a situation where it seems you were put in a hole by yourself, and there was no one around to rescue you? The situation seemed overwhelming. Have you ever felt at one point that you would literally pass out in the midst of a trying time of your life? I'm sure you've never been in a situation where you couldn't find the words to pray. All you could say was, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank him for that name. I don't know about you, but I definitely experienced many, many times these type of anxieties in my lifetime. And I'm sure we're going to run across people that are going through different anxieties and they don't know what to do. But yet, we will have the word to give them. Now, whether we like it or not, it goes without saying that the temptations, the trials, the rough situations will come to all. Now, we understand why the Lord stated so many times, fear not. Fear not. You know, Isaiah 41:10 said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my mighty righteous right hand. And then we have Deuteronomy 3:22, when he's speaking to Joshua and say, you must not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. And then in Joel 2:21, he said, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Even Jesus himself told the disciples in Matthew 10:31, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. It's been said many times by the leaders in artists' life, don't be fearful of picking up that phone to help them with their health. Don't allow the no's put fear within to prevent us from calling the next person. Don't allow the temporary out-of-stock products put us into a fearful state that we don't know what to say. If it was our own personal store, we would say, I'm expecting a shipment in soon. I'll let you know when the products arrive and keep it moving. It's the state of mind. It's the state of peace that God will give you with the assurance that he's got your back. This is the assurance we have when we're going through the trials and the tests of life. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. You may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. You know, that's a shouting word, okay? That's a shouting word. Yes, it is. And I just want to share with you from the Amplified Version, that same verse. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, fearless, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm, have conquered it just for you. Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. That's a shouting word. If there's never one to be a word to shout over, that's one of them, because Jesus has already given us that word. God has already told us, I have conquered it all. And I'll be frank with you. I came from a family of warriors, love the Lord, the churchgoers, and yet still worried about various situations. And I, too, became a worrier over circumstances in my life that literally caused me to have a nervous stomach, put me on a strict diet and that type of thing. And when I started studying the Word of God, meditating on it day and night, it got into my spirit. In Isaiah 55:11, I just had to dwell on it. It said, God said, his word goes forth and never returns void. It accomplishes what he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing for which he sends it. And that's when I learned to say what he says. And then I say, thank you, Lord, for watching over your word to perform it. That's when God's peace really took over. And I know he's ready to do the same for you. See, this is triumphing in trials. Job stated, when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. You can find it in Job 23:10. And in every temptation that comes, the Lord allow us to be tempted to the very hilt, but he will never allow us to be defeated if we walk in obedience. Right in the midst of the temptation, he will always make the way of escape. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Because when he tells us to cast our every care upon him, because he cares so much for us. And let me share with you some words of wisdom, because, see, the enemy is out there, and he's wanting you to feel depressed. He's wanting you to feel alone. He wants to get you in that separated state. And so God gave us a warning of this in Psalms 95, as well as Hebrews 3, verses 7 and 8, in both versions. He said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as it happened with the Israelites, as in the rebellion of Israel, in the day of trial, testing in the wilderness. Yes, you will seem like you'll be all alone. See, Jesus himself went into the wilderness, and he was tempted. But he came out because he came through with the word of God. And that's what we have to do each and every day of our lives, through our trials, our testings, and the tribulations and the circumstances that come against us. We have to speak his word and know with all our being that God is watching over it to perform it. Yes, there will be some tears shedding. Yes, there will be times when God will send someone to touch and agree with you in the midst. See, because we are part of a body. Iron sharpened iron. We get to touch and agree, because he told us one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. He wants us to come together and believe in him and agree upon his word, because then power sure enough takes place. Oh, yes, There will be times where it seems that the moment will never end. You know, David told us, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy. Joy comes in the morning. Now, that night may literally be 3 months. It may be 10 months. It might even be 2 years. But this is the time the Holy Spirit is giving us the assurance that we are triumphing in trials. Oh, yes. Then we start counting. Yeah, we can start counting. James 1 and 2 and 3 says, count it all joy when we fall in various trials, knowing that the test of your faith produces patience. Yes, patience is going to produce his perfect work. Oh, yes, God has done some work in this sister in through patience. I'm telling you, had to hold on, knowing that he has it all in his hands. We can sing our triumphant songs. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Yes, we could sing that song. We could sing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. See, because his word said it. Hallelujah. He's watching over it to perform it. We can sing that song. If God is for us, who can be against us? Oh, yes, yes. We know that he's still watching over his word to perform it. See, God comes forth with his power, sweeps away the refuge of lies and all the powers of darkness, and causes you and I always to triumph in Christ Jesus. See, the Lord loves his children. He loves the believers that hold on to his word and trust in him with all their hearts. And he covers them with his almighty wings. Yes, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We are triumphing, my brothers and sisters, in trials. Romans 8:18 says the sufferings of this world can't be compared. Glory to God, to the glory which shall be revealed in us. See, he's doing a perfect work in us, for us, through us, and he says, but yet, I have overcome the world. I want you to remember that. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace, confidence, knowing that in the world you will have tribulations. You will have trials. You will have distress. You will have frustration. But be of good cheer. Yes, yes. See, he is worthy of praise, Minister Rebecca. He is worthy of praise through these trying times, because when we praise him, when he say the blessings go up, we praise him, the blessings go up, the blessings will come down. When we praise him, give him glory, give him honor through it all, the blessings will overtake us. Yes, we will go through these tribulations. Yes, we will go through these trials. Yes, things may seem distressful. Some things may be frustrating. But yet, I know that my Redeemer lives. That's another triumphant song we can sing. We know that we know that we know that our Redeemer lives. So take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, fearless, for I, he says, have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm, have conquered it just for you. Hallelujah. Just for you, Minister Tiffany. Just for you, Minister Jeanette. Just for you, Minister Cynthia. Just for you, Mother Oliver. Just for you, Minister Marty. We give God glory for what he's done. He says, oh, praise God. Praise him in the midst of the trials. Praise him in the midst of the tribulation. Psalm 92:4 says, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. We say, thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through Christ Jesus. We are triumphing in trials. I hope you got a thought from this word. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Triumphing through trials. Thank you, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for that powerful message this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray over our prayer requests. Let us go to God in prayer. Lord, you are worthy of our praise, and we thank you this morning. We celebrate you and we honor you, God, because you are God and you are God all alone. And we thank you that you have blessed each of us this morning by allowing us to wake up into a new day with new possibilities and new opportunities, oh God. I thank you, God, that you protected us through the night and brought us into another day. And so we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill Minister Brenda up until she overflows. We thank you for the message that she bestowed upon us this morning, and we pray, God, that every single need that she stands in need of, that it is met in the name of Jesus. We speak total and complete healing over her husband, Freddie, right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, we ask that everything will line up, God, the way you have designed it to function in the name of Jesus. We lift up Minister Robin to you, and we pray for her family that you would continue to comfort and strengthen them, oh God, during this time of bereavement. We also lift up Minister Cynthia to you during this time of bereavement, and we ask for the same things, comfort, peace, and strength to her right now and her family in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. We lift up Minister Kai and Christopher to you as well, Father. We lift up all of those who have loved ones who are sick and shut in, oh God. We lift them up to you because you are healer. And when you died on Calvary's cross, you said that the blood that you shed, there was power in your blood. And not only that, by your stripes, we are healed. So we decree and declare that we are healed in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray, and they are done because his word says that it is in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you must want to go back to hear the replay of this message. So I'm going to give you that number, and please share this on your social media site. Send out a text and tell someone how powerful of a word you heard this morning and you believe that it would bless their lives. And that's simply by having them dial 712-432-1085, the same access code that you used to dial in. 957-677 pound. Remember, we will be discussing detoxing today, the Phenomenal Flanagans, on Awareness Wednesday on the new Morning Motivational Call. And that number again is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617 pound. We appreciate and thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the call today. Thank you again, Minister Rebecca and Princess Gracie out there. And again, traveling graces to you as you travel to North Carolina. And again, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us this morning. This day is going to be a great day because we are triumphing through our trials. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you to come back to the line and give us our benediction. Today it has been a pleasure to serve each one of you in excellence. And Minister Brenda, come on to the line. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, gracious Holy Father, we thank you. As the birds were chirping this morning, as the children were laughing and rejoicing in you, as we, your people, heard your voice this morning, oh God. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to strengthen us to stand in your word. When you told us, you have made me glad through your work, we will triumph in the works of your hands. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We give your name praise and glory and honor. Bless your people this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. We love you all. Have a wonderful day.